and sugar?
Who put the sugar in the coffee?
Good Lord, I don't know. I believe I did.
You didn't say anything about your coffee being bitter.
I didn't like to. I gave Val a look and made a face and she nodded. She said, Sybil, darling, your coffee is perfectly frightful. Val is always terribly direct.
Later on, when Miss Seacliffe complained of feeling unwell, you gave her some aspirin, didn't you?
Yes.
Was the bottle of aspirins in your pocket?
I went upstairs and got it out of my suitcase.
When did you actually give Miss Seacliffe the aspirins?
When she went to bed.
Did she take them?
Not then. We looked in after she was in bed, and she said she could never swallow aspirins, and so I dissolved 3 in water and left the tumbler by her bedside.
Did you see her drink this solution?
No, I...
Where's the bottle?
I suppose it's in my room upstairs.
After you left Miss Seacliffe's room on Friday night, where did you go?
I had a drink with Pascoe and went to bed.
You slept straight through the night?
Like the dead, said Pilgrim. I suppose I had a bit too much of Pascoe's 1875 Courvoisier.
I see. Now, Mr. Pilgrim, I want you to look at this, if you please. He nodded to one of his men, who came forward with a brown paper parcel. He opened it and took out a most disreputable garment.
Why, said Pilgrim, that's my old car coat.
Yes, I want you to tell me when you burnt this little hole in the cuff there, do you see?
How the devil shall I know? That's a thing for donkey's ears. It's obviously a cigarette burn.
It's an acid burn.
Acid?
Might it be nitric acid?
Why?
Do you do any etching, Mr. Pilgrim?
Yes, but not in my garage coat. Look here, Mr. Allen.
Will you feel in the pockets? Pilgrim thrust a hand into one of the pockets and pulled out a pair of gloves.
If you look at the back of the right-hand glove, said Allen, you will see among all the greasy stains and worn patches another very small mark.
Look at it, please. There. It is exceedingly small, but it, too, was made by an acid. Can you account for it?
Quite frankly, I can't.
I see. Have you ever lent this coat to anyone else? Has anyone else ever worn the gloves?
I don't know. They may have.
He looked up quickly, and his eyes were suddenly bright with terror.
I think it's quite likely I've lent it, he said. Or a garage hand might have put it on sometime easily. It may be acid from a battery.
Have you ever lent it to Miss Seacliffe, for instance?
Never.
It's an old riding Burberry, isn't it?
Yes.
You didn't lend it to her to hack in at your father's house, Ankerton, during the weekend?
Good Lord, no. Farmer has got very smart riding clothes of her own.
Not even the gloves? Pilgrim achieved a laugh.
Those gloves? I'd just given Valmay 6 pairs of coloured gloves, which she tells me are fashionable. She was so thrilled she even lunched in purple gloves and dined in scarlet ones.
I mean to ride in.
She had her own hunting gloves. What is all this?
She goes well to hounds, doesn't she?
Straight as the best.
Yes. What sort of horse did you mount her on?
A hunter, one of mine.
Clubbed mane and tail?
Yes.
Look inside the right-hand glove at the base of the little finger. Do you see that bloodstain?
I see a small stain.
It's been analysed. It is a bloodstain. Do you remember recently cutting or scratching the base of your little finger?
Yes, I think I do.
How did it happen?
I forget. I think it was at Ankerton, on a bramble or something.
And you had these gloves with you at the time?
I suppose so, yes.
I thought you said the gloves and coat always lived in the car.
It is rather absurd to go on with this, Pilgrim said. I'm afraid I must refuse to answer any more questions.
You're perfectly within your rights. Fox, ask Miss Seacliffe if she will be good enough to come in. Thank you, Mr. Pilgrim. Will you wait outside?
No, said Pilgrim. I'm going to hear what you say to her.
Alain hesitated. Very well, he said at last. He dropped the coat and gloves behind the desk. Valmay Seacliffe arrived in her black slacks and magenta pullover. She made, as usual, a good entrance, shutting the door behind her and leaning against it for a moment to survey the men.
Hello, she said.
More investigations?
What's the matter with you, Basil?
You look as if you'd murdered somebody.
Pilgrim didn't answer.
Alain said, I have sent for you, Miss Seacliffe, to know if you can help us.
But I should adore to help you, Mr. Alain.
Did you drink the solution of aspirin that Mr. Pilgrim prepared for you on Friday night?
Not all of it. It was too bitter.
But you said before that you drank it.
Well, I did have a sip. I slept all right without it.
How is your cut hand? My... Oh, it's quite recovered.